Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
Satan will bring to you in your life, and he will cause him to happen. Why? Because his kingdom operates by one principle, the principle of fear. God's kingdom operates by the principle of faith. And so in Job chapter 1, verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. He stayed away from evil. It says, and there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Let me stop with verse 1 and make a few comments here where we can get all this in context. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. You can be right today and wrong tomorrow. I said you can be right today and wrong tomorrow. You can be upright today, and you can be in faith today, but you can get in fear tomorrow if you don't stay in the Word of God. You understand? So it's talking about that Job was a man of principle. He was a man that sought God. He was a man that loved God. But you can be right in one area and wrong in another. So what we want to do is stay balanced and stay right in every single area. So there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. That makes 10 children total. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. In other words, he was the greatest of everything. He was one of the wealthiest men of all the men of the East. Well, why was this man this way? Why did verse 3 take place in his life? Because of verse 1. You have to see that principle. Verse 1 says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, a man that was perfect and upright, one that feared God. You can serve God. He stayed away from evil, and he sought God and put the principles of God first in his household, first in his finances, first in his children, first in his life, first in his family, first in his business affairs. And so he was the greatest of all the men of the East. All of them. He topped them all. Why? Because God was on his side. Verse 4. It says, and his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. In other words, they were going about throwing a party. There was 10 children that was going to have a party. And it says here, verse 5, and it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them. Why in the world is he sanctifying them? But he said he sanctified them and rose up early in the morning. When did he rise up? Early in the morning. And offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. There were 10 of them. So he offered burnt offerings, at least 10 burnt offerings for each one of his children. Why? Why did Job do that? The latter part of verse 5, for Job said. What does said mean? It means speak words from your mouth. Job actually physically spoke some words from his mouth that he should have never uttered. And this is what set him up to lose everything that he had right here. For Job said, it may be that my sons, which would include his daughters too, have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. And this did Job one time and forgot it. Is that what your Bible says? What does it say? It says, thus did Job continually. Just saying something one time doesn't mean it's going to happen. But what you say continually out of your mouth, what you meditate on continually in your mind, and what you speak forth from your lips over and over is going to come to pass in your life. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Fear comes by hearing also. And so Job said, my sons may have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This did Job continually. Notice he was praying for his 10 children, wasn't he? But what Job's prayer was ineffective. Why? Because Job was not praying in faith. He was praying in fear. The reason he offered the burnt offerings, because he was afraid that they had done something wrong. Fear is the principle that operates in Satan's kingdom. And because he was in fear, it opened the door to the devil, and he wound up losing not only his children, his wife, his household, his home, his land, all of the animals that he had and the possessions that he had. He lost everything he had. How? Because of the principle of fear. Whatever you fear shall come to you. Said, how do we know that Job lost everything because of what he feared and because of what he said? I'm glad you ask. Let's see what the Bible says. In Job chapter number 3, the words of Job, verse number 25. Job said, for the thing which I what? Greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So Job, in verse 25, admits that he was operating in fear. Whatever you're afraid of is going to come to you too. I said, whatever you're afraid of is going to come to you. So what is the devil's idea? And what is his goal? Is to get you in fear and get you out of faith. He wants to bring thoughts of doubt, thoughts of unbelief, which is all part of fear, to you and get you meditating on the wrong things. And he wants you to get to saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know how my children's going to turn out. I don't know if my company's going to stay in business or not. I don't know if I'm going to get a paycheck next week or not. I don't know how I'm going to buy groceries. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know how I'm going to pay my electric bill. I don't know how I'm going to pay my gas bill. I don't know how I'm going to pay my oil bill. I don't know how I'm going to buy any seed to farm with. And if he can get you over in that arena and keep you there, you know what he's going to do? He's going to take your seed money. He's going to take your oil money. He's going to take your rent money. He's going to take your house money. He's going to take your grocery money. He's going to take your car money. He's going to take your electric money. He's going to take your gas money. How do you know? He did it to Job. Job said, the things that I greatly feared have come upon me. So let's examine that Job said, the things that he greatly feared. When Job first started saying, my sons and daughters may have cursed God in their hearts, and that's because he offered the offerings and prayed for them. When he first started saying it, he wasn't highly developed in fear. He didn't have great fear, but the more he thought about it, the more he said it, the more he meditated on it, he come to a place of getting highly developed in fear instead of faith. And that he said here in verse 25, the things that I greatly feared, but it didn't start off as great faith or great fear. It started off as a little tiny fear. And then he kept watering it. He kept fertilizing it. How? By meditating on it and by speaking those words out of his mouth. How do we know? Because in chapter 1, he said, this did Job continually. So what you continually meditate on, what you continually speak out of your mouth, is going to eventually determine the action and outcome of your life. And so we see here, because Job operated in a principle of fear, he lost everything he had. But again, you know, he got straightened back out, and in approximately 9 months after he lost everything, God restored him back, and thank God for restoration. So the only reason we look at Job is not to condemn him, but to learn from him. And I believe that's one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons that the book of Job is in the Bible, so that we can get an understanding of the principle of fear and how it operates. Notice this, Job here in verse 25 didn't blame anything on the devil, because he didn't have the revelation we have on the devil. He didn't blame anything on God. He didn't blame anything on anybody else in this particular verse I'm talking about. He said, the things that I greatly feared have come upon me. I did. It was something, action that he took that caused him to lose everything that he had. And actions that you take can either cause things to come to you or cause things to go away from you. It can cause possessions to come to you, or it can cause your possessions to leave from you. God wants to bless you. Why are we talking about this? Because if you look out at the economy and you look out at the world, everything is very unstable right now. And somebody said, you know, that are we going to have what they call a double dip recession? Well, I heard one of these gurus is supposed to know. He said, there ain't no such thing as no double dip recession. He said, we've never got out of the first one yet. And they're talking about double dipping. He said, we're still in it, a double dip recession. And so if you begin to listen to all these gurus and these people, and I'm not belittling them because certainly they can look at different things and see what's going on in the world. But what I'm saying is all you meditate on is those kind of things, then you're going to get in a position that you're beginning to doubt even if you're going to survive and you're going to make it. I'm here to tell you, if necessary, God will send a hound dog to your door with a sack in his mouth with what you need. Okay? I said, God will send a hound dog to your door. I don't know if it'd be trailer. Trailer's already gone, you know. Blue tick, maybe. But God will send a hound dog to your door with a sack in his mouth if necessary. I said, how do you know that? Where's the principle for that in the Bible? Remember, Elijah was told to go down by the brook Cherith? And then God called a raven or a bird to fly by somebody's house and get a pone of cornbread, some black-eyed peas, woo! Oh, Lord, some collard greens with pigtails all cooked up in them. Oh, you got to know something down south. Oh, all that good stuff. And hell, yeah, and that good steak. And they'll tell them, just flew it right into them. You know, we think we're doing something when we get room service. But I'm telling you, God had fly-in service before room service ever come along. And if you stay in faith and you do what God says do and you stay in his word, you're not going to lack and you're not going to do without. So just get out of fear. I rebuke fear in the name of Jesus. And I command it to get away from you. Why? Because that fear is all over the United States of America. It's really all over the world, but especially here in this nation. It's everywhere. But we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, that spirit of fear. The Bible says in Timothy that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but has given us a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And so you know if a spirit of fear comes to you, then you know it's not God, and you need to rebuke it right away and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I will not doubt, I will not fear, I rebuke you, and I command you to go. Because the enemy will begin to question you, and he will tell you and ask you, what you going to do? 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 You better worry about that. You better worry about that. Oh, you better think hard about that. Oh, you're going to get yourself in a mess now. Oh, yeah, you're going to be in a mess now. Oh, look what's happening. Look what's happening. Oh, get the newspaper and read it. Oh, get the newspaper and read it. Oh, read that section over there. Oh, yes, every stock. And I'm not denying that there's things out there. I'm not denying that. And you can't either. But I deny their right to exist in my life or ministry. I deny it. Why? Because I am a child of God, not lifting myself up, but I operate under his mercy, under his grace, and the shed blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of his mercy, grace, and the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I am not subject to this world system any longer. I'm living, spiritually speaking, in the land of Goshen. Just like the children of Israel were in Egypt, but there was in a section of Egypt called Goshen. And when all the plagues and all the evil took place on the world system of their day, it did not influence or affect the children of God any way whatsoever. In fact, during all the lack that was going on, God brought his children up out of the land of Egypt. And the Bible says there was not one feeble one among them, neither was any among them that lacked. Not one of them. I said not one of them. If they lacked, or if there was one feeble, then the Bible's not telling the truth, which we know it is telling the truth. But he brought them up. And so God can do the supernatural. He is doing the supernatural, and he will do the supernatural for those that believe him for supernatural things to take place in their life. So especially in the arena of finances in this day, we must step out and trust God and believe God. If God says so, you know that you bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord, because that's the first step in being blessed by God. Turn to Malachi chapter 3. We've talked about the principle of fear. Now we want to get into the principle of faith. And just talk about some real life, real true things that we need to be putting into operation in our life. If we've got faith, we're simply going to obey the Word of God, and we're going to do what God's Word says, and we're going to come out on top every single time.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.